Oh, no.
Okay, you know what? The idea was if I look something, she was going on.
You can use this one. We're through with it here.
The bird.
the key. A humble birthplace, but oh, sorry, Sam, you're starting over again.
Get all the little kids to come up. We're going to sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. I need you to help me, okay? Y'all could just all stand right here in the front. We're going to sing Happy Birthday, Jesus. Right over here, okay? Right over here. Is this all? Surely we've got some more that want to sing. No, that means y'all are going to have to sing really good and loud, okay? All right? Is this all that's going to come? Maybe on the next step up. Want to come sing happy birthday? Oh, here comes some more. Yay. Oh, okay. Tinsels and lights and the presents are nice, but the real gift is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the tinsels and lights and the presents are nice, but the real gift is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus, we love you. Let's sing it again.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bruce. We got several songs this morning. We're going to sing a while. Is this you? This is David.
Now I've really got trouble. No problem. I didn't come here with no aspirations for anything. I just came to talk with you, Lord. You've answered a million prayers or more that I forgot to thank you for. And I just came to talk with you, Lord. Maybe tomorrow there'll be trouble and sorrow and a thousand teardrops may fall. But until tomorrow's task, I have no special favors to ask. For Lord, I just came to talk to you. How many times, Lord, has troubles brought me to my knees? And I just came to talk with you, Lord. And that I have no special favors to ask. And no, there is no special task. But Lord, I just came to talk with you. I'm sorry, I forgot the song. Thank you very much.
Thank you. did you know, Jake? Mary, did you know?
Yes, he did.
Oh, gosh, I turned his off.
Hey, Jake, you know which ones to mute.
Pink and orange. It's on, baby.
Did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy could calm a storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect plan? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
Moving that guitar, I'm not gonna play it. not very well. Brother Jim asked me if I'd read the Christmas story this morning. I certainly consider it an honor to. You know, I don't have much talent or anything, but whatever I have, it's whatever the Lord allows me to use at whatever time. But I do appreciate it, and I do consider it an honor to read the Christmas story, to look at God's record of the most perfect gift that will ever be. And it's, you know, whenever I was beginning to think about doing this, I began to think about gifts that I'd had through my life, and one of the things that came to my mind was this Bible right here. I got this Bible when I was 6 years old from my grandmother. And I'm sad to say that it, for many years it stayed almost perfect. I saw on a marquee once that said a Bible that's falling apart usually belongs to somebody that's not. So I had to wait till I got the part where I was really kind of about falling apart in my life before I decided to open it up and see what was really inside. Oh, I did. There's some stars and stuff in it where I was a kid. I memorized some scripture and things like that. And those are precious memories as well. But whenever I began to think about this, I thought about the gifts that my parents and grandparents and things have given to me over the years. And yeah, I couldn't really think a whole lot. If I spent some time with it, I'm sure I could remember some other gifts. But there was two gifts that I could really remember about my grandmother and grandpa giving me. And one was this Bible. And the other one, some of you older folks might know this, but my grandmother always made sure on my birthdays and stuff that I always got new underwear. Because, and every time you would go out anywhere back when I was a kid, was make sure you got on new underwear, clean underwear, because you might be in an accident. And for years, I thought that the first thing that happened when you got to the hospital was they checked to see what kind of underwear you had on. you don't hear that a whole lot nowadays. But anyway, that's the two gifts that I could always remember. And I mean, up until I was an adult, my grandmother was tight. In fact, until she passed on to glory, and I thought, where in the world am I going to get my new underwear from? She should have left me a trust or something. But anyway, but the other thing, this, and of course, what she was trying to give me, though, at 6 years old, was the most precious thing that she could ever give me. And the one thing about it, though, that Bible did stay new because I did always learn. My grandfather, he was a deacon in his church, and we always sat not on the front pew, but not more than a couple back. And I would sit between grandmother and grandpa most of the time at church and stuff. And we were taught to reverence things and always reverence the Bible. And I think I've told y'all this before, but you know, in our home and all, you were never allowed to put anything on top of the Bible. Now, it can be on top of anything else, but it never laid anything on the Bible or whatever, and it wasn't tossed around or laid around. But the thing about it is, though, they taught me a whole lot of that, and I really should have spent more time, though, trying to wear it out than trying to take care of it, maybe. But the thing about it is, though, I'm glad that I had been taught to reverence it and protect it, and the day came whenever I wanted to look and see what was inside it, because I was in need of it, and I was looking, and the Lord was taking me there. And what I found was this most precious gift that we're fixing to read about, and I just think it's a great joy to think about this gift and how complicated it was, but it's so simple for us. But you know, Jesus had to be born in Bethlehem, had to be put in a feed stall. Now, how many people out there looking around, y'all, putting kings in feed stalls and things like that? But all this had to happen, and they ended up having to go to Egypt. A lot of things, the lineage had to be just right, come from David, all this stuff, and having to be in Bethlehem. It was all a complicated thing that God orchestrated and worked out over many, many years. He didn't just decide one day, hey, I'm going to make all this happen like this today. He planned it a long time ago. But not only that, he planned that this gift was for me. And he planned that this gift was for each and every one of you this morning. But as I read, it says, and it came to pass in those days, reading from Luke chapter 2, that it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house in the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Very important thing there. It's a reason, though, why he needed to be in that feed stall. If he'd been in the classic hotel in town, people might not have recognized him. It said there were in that same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, And they were so afraid. I'm talking about so afraid, I would have been terrified. And I'd say they probably were too. These shepherds out here minding their own business in the field, and all of a sudden, an angel comes and speaks to them. But the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." Jesus brought to us joy today. Joy. Stop the separation. Stop the... We became eternal because of this gift. It said, "Great joy which shall be to all people." It's available to everybody. Joy available to everybody. Now listen, happiness and the gifts and the presence and all those things we get, happiness and some of that, anybody can grab a hold of that. But you can't get joy unless you get it from God. That's God's word. And they can hijack it, try to steal it wherever they want to do. It's still God's word. He said, "For unto you is born this day in this city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." I told those shepherds, "Here's how you're going to find him. I put him in a feed stall, a feed manger for you." So there won't be a whole lot of them in feed mangers tonight, babies, but this one will be the one you're looking for. That's where you're going to find him. "And suddenly," he said, "there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest on earth, peace, goodwill towards men.'" Can you imagine? The sky is filled with multitude. When I think about multitude, I'm thinking about a lot of angels, a lot of heavenly hosts praising God. I mean, it got noisy out there on that hillside. It was silent and quiet, and these shepherds, there were some things going on. It said, "It came to pass when the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, 'Let us now go even into Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger," just like the angel told them. "And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child." Can you imagine those shepherds going, "Listen, they came out on the hillside, an angel came, the multitudes came, told us this was going to happen," went, sure enough, there he was, right there in the feast hall, just like you said. The King of Lord, Christ child, the Savior of the world. And said, "All they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." Boy, I tell you what, I can't wait to see Mary someday and just, what was that like? What was all, I mean, she had to go through some stuff. It said, "But the shepherds returned, glorifying, praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. It was told of them." You know, when we leave here today, we need to leave here glorifying, praising God, telling people about what's happened. Tell them what today's about. You know, we're not going to read in Matthew, but also in the book of Matthew, and Pastor brought a message on this the other day. In Matthew chapter 2, in the first verse, it talks about there was wise men came seeking. There was a king that was seeking him too, but he wasn't very wise. He was evil, in fact. But there was wise men. Wise men are the men that know the word of God. The wise men knew that there was a Savior coming. They were already looking, and they knew. And listen, wise men still seek him today. Thank you so much.
Long lay the world. Point where we'll name the day. It was on a Monday that you got saved, or Tuesday, and I'd like for you to stand up, because here we are this time of the year. We're celebrating the birth of the one that emancipated us. He's freed us from all worry, all dread, and all fear. And so I'm not doing this to embarrass anybody. If you feel uncomfortable about standing up, just raise your hand if you remember the day you were saved. So here we go. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Sunday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Monday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Monday. Somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of the Lord. It was on a Tuesday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Tuesday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Tuesday. Somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of the Lord. It was on a Wednesday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Wednesday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Wednesday. Somebody touched me. It must have been the hand. It was on a Thursday, somebody touched me. It was on a Thursday, somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of the Lord. It was on a Friday, somebody touched me. It was on a Friday, somebody touched me. It was on a Friday, somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. It was on a Saturday, somebody touched me. It was on a Saturday, somebody touched me. It was on a Saturday, somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of the Lord. It was on a Sunday, somebody touched me. It was on a Sunday. Come on, clap your hands. It was on a Sunday. Somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of the Lord. Y'all just remain standing because we're just going to do one verse of Silent Night to finish this up. 3:16. Let me find it. Well, surely I can remember that. 366. 366 in the church hymnal. To look on and what I would like for us to do is just have a chord and we sing it without music. So give us a chord, Glenda.
Silent night,
sing it out.
All is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender.
I'm glad I came today. I hope everybody is. I want to say this, Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope your afternoon and your holiday this afternoon and tomorrow is just filled with joy. You know, that's what it is. And if you're going to a group with a family, if they're not joyful, share it with them. Amen. And that's what I wanted to say. Just Merry Christmas to everybody. birth of Christ. Celebration today. Celebration. All right. Any word, anything before we go?
I'd like to commend whoever does our decorating next year.
Amen. Amen. Been a great day, hasn't it? Been a great day.